Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Joe, with multiple summer festivals and other events in Western New York being disrupted by fights among teens and other young adults, which also included a double shooting just this past Monday at Canalside, looking into how maybe to better potentially police the issue, just what do you believe can be done to better ensure that there's no nonsense taking place at some of these events happening around the region this summer?
You know, it's kind of a broad question, but when you look at the planned events, you've got a lot of summer festivals. There's a lot of planning that always goes into those. Obviously, the appropriate staffing of manpower contingency plans do some of those festivals, and a lot of them do take into account SWAT assets. They are soft targets for terrorism, so you have a contingency of SWAT members on perimeters and in certain points in case something were to happen. You're employing, technology cameras and a bunch of different other things. And at times you're also, putting detectives, within the crowds, kind of moving around just to make sure that there's nothing going on. There's also, a lot of pre-planning that goes into that on the intelligence side, looking in social media and other avenues, mediums to see if there's any talk of anything that could potentially happen. And that includes juveniles. With school in session, you're working with the SROs and school officials to see if there's any chatter on something going on.
Is there another level of policing that needs to be thought out with trying to avoid some of these fights or violent incidents from breaking out at these events, especially among the teens?
It's tough with the kids because, a lot of times fights like that are spontaneous. Now you look at Canalside the other night, I'm not entirely sure of, what events. I heard, a couple of different events that were going on there. I can't speak to, the planning or the awareness of, what those events were, but when you have, pre-planned events, those fights are going to happen. I know at Juneteenth there were fights, and unfortunately we've dealt with kids fighting a lot, and that's why we worked with parent groups and violence interrupters, to help quell those fights when they do happen. It goes into your planning stage of how you can quickly respond and where your assets are placed, zoning officers out so that they're in different areas, but spread apart, but not too far spread apart, and not bunching up. That way they can respond to these things very quickly. Sometimes spontaneous things happen and you're going to get a group of kids that may appear at a park or at a different place. It's not a pre-planned event or not a festival or, not an organized event. And, that's just going to take a response by your district, your patrol officers.
You've done a great job at explaining how security or police at some of these events, what they have at their disposal in order to deter some of these violent activities from breaking out. In your role, when something does start to break out, I know that you do have the ability to kind of shut things down or close things down a little bit earlier than maybe scheduled. At what point does it hit that mark where it's time to shut it down and to and make sure that public safety is ensured?
So it really depends on the level of the incident that occurred, whether you're going to take that into consideration. You also have to look at how much time is left in the event. If you're within the last hour of an event and it's getting a little crazy or there's several fights are breaking out, then it's best to talk to the organizers of that particular event and make the determination that it is going to be closed down. That really is a situational call based on a lot of factors, most importantly, including what is the situation that occurred. Is it very serious? Is it a shooting? Is it, a very large scale event that has casualties, a lot of injuries, something of that nature? Clearly, that's going to be something to immediately shut something down. If you have a couple of spontaneous fights, that's not something that you're really going to close down. It's the few ruining something for the many, particularly if it's a paid event and 98% of the people have paid to be into a particular event, a concert or something. you know, you don't want to spoil that for everybody because you're just going to create another problem for yourself and all the disgruntled people that can no longer be at that event because a few ruined it. So it's a situational type of a decision that gets made both with the organizers, but ultimately with the police department who are overseeing emergency operations.
And some work is being put in place to try to deter some of these actions from happening. One being one city council member that has proposed to put in place a restriction of kids who are 17 and under from attending without a parent or guardian actually being there with them in place. Could proposals like that or some of the other ones that have been proposed to deter this activity from happening actually work?
You know, I applaud Council Member Everhart for taking a stand on this issue. You know, there's unfortunately there's every year there's, you know, kid fights that have occurred at Juneteenth. And you know, sometimes, a lot of times, they do look worse than they are. The scatter effect or the crowds gathering, you know, to come in and watch a fight if it, you know, if it breaks out. But, you know, there's extensive amounts of planning, particularly for something like Juneteenth, where they're meeting all year with the district chief and the violence interrupters and the organizers of Juneteenth, and getting parents involved to help quell those situations or and help kind of police those situations are very helpful. However, putting some kind of a ban in place, a restriction with age limits in an open venue like Juneteenth is, I just don't see how that's going to work. You know, that would work if it was in a closed environment, you know, like Johnny B. Wiley Stadium, you know, for example, gated controlled entry points. That way you can actually control who's in there. And if someone gets ejected, now, again, you're controlling that they cannot get back inside of the event. It is very difficult, really impossible to control an open air event. Obviously, something like a lot of the festivals that we have and Juneteenth is it's an open air event. There's you know, you can walk in from anywhere. So I applaud her for taking a stand on the juvenile issues that are there. It's going to take a lot more discussions, but she opened the door for those discussions.
Very good, Joe. Anything else that you care to add to our conversation that maybe we left out?
You know, the police department has always been very, very good at planning these events, particularly with a lot of the additional training. We ensured that all of our command officers from captain above received incident command training from New York State. We've gone through those trainings, you know, multiple times and made sure that anyone that could act as an incident commander has received the necessary state training for that. Obviously, the SWAT team is very well trained and very versed in what their role is. And, you know, we've really ramped up over the years how to manage, you know, large scale scenes, you know, large parties, large venues. And, you know, there's a lot of preparation that goes into that, a lot of mapping, a lot of contingency plans. You know, if this happens, then what, where are we meeting? Where's the command post? So there's a lot of that that goes on, and it takes training. And we've been able to train all of our command officers, like I said, from the rank of captain and above, to act in those roles when they're put in that role until they are relieved by a higher ranking, you know, personnel. So just, you know, continued training that FEMA and the state offer is obviously critical, and continuing the advancements in purchases and technology. You've got to leverage technology. I know you've heard me say that before, but you've got to use technology. We made a you know, significant amount of purchases in the years that I was in the police department that are very helpful in identifying where problem spots are starting to develop so that we can deploy officers very quickly into those areas. Prevention is the key, and getting to something before something happens is key.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.